Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And from District 19B in southern Minnesota, mostly representing Mankato and Eagle Lake, we have Kathy Breinert. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here, Gully.
Now, in the last segment, we were talking about the upcoming legislative session, which is in February of 2014, and the fact that it's a bonding year. And one thing that happened before we started our conversation is, Marnie, you had something that I thought was kind of interesting, the way you sort of framed the issue of the bonding session.
Well, yeah, we still have a tendency to think about communities in silos and isolation, and to look at communities that aren't thriving as, you know, oh, that community over there. But really, we have to think of it as a whole, because a community that's not thriving is really a drag on the state's economy as a whole, and is not really helping anyone.
And vice versa. A community that's thriving is actually a benefit to the state as a whole.
Exactly.
And I would say I agree exactly with what Marnie is saying, but I think it's a complementary relationship to what we already have present in our local government aid approach, you know, where we see a balance in sharing the wealth of the state across communities so that every community has the opportunity to thrive. I think bonding is a complementary investment, you know, in the bricks and mortar aspect of that economic vitality.
Well, it's. I know that politics might creep into the discussion outside of the bonding. it just is the way things are. I know there were some things that might be addressed.
Another area. There's a that's on the table is that our long-term care providers and our group homes and so forth are asking for a larger increase in their cost of living. They only received a 1.5%. They received something, but they want additional dollars because their wages are so low. So there'll be several considerations that we have to address in order to, again, try to keep some balance in our communities. And those people who work in our group homes really are a vital part of our economies throughout the state.
What is the budget? What are the budget numbers that you really look at and take as the most, I guess, realistic? Is there one that comes out right before the session starts?
The February forecast.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be the number.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate both Marnie and I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning talking about the upcoming session, which will be here before we know it. And just wish you the very best, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish the entire state of Minnesota the very best.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Kathy Breinert.
All right.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.